Welcome back to I'm Sorry, Dad. Today we have our producer as our guest, Nolan Cover. Nolan is a great dude and a great producer. He runs Unfunny Stuff Studios, which is where we record this pod. And if you'd like to record there as well, contact Nolan at Nolan Culver on all social media or DM Unfunny Stuff at Unfunny Stuff. They might have changed their fucking handle, though. They've been changing it. I don't know. Just fucking contact Nolan or contact me. DM me at Rydoon. Whatever you feel most comfortable with. But I would suggest working with Unfunny Stuff because they rock. Except for this episode because Nolan fucked up. The first 2.5 minutes of the recording, audio's a little bit wonky. It's because Nolan was our guest and producer. So he just, it's just a little bit weird. But after the first 2.5 minutes, it's flawless. And so are you, babe. We also talk about an experiment that Instagram is doing, which I don't think you're going to like. So without further ado, give it up for Nolan Culver.
Brandon's crazy. He's very sad. I'm so sorry, Dad.
Welcome back to the pod. Today we're joined by our producer and friend, Nolan Culver.
What's poppin', no?
You know me, dude, just producing a podcast while I talk.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
WizKid.
That's what I do, baby.
No.
We do.
I like that nickname.
No.
Hey, guys. Instagram just announced something today.
What did they announce?
Oh, they're going to put everything back in chronological order?
Nope.
What?
Something way better.
I can't wait.
They tweeted, we're currently running a test that
hides the total number of likes and video views for some people
in the following areas. Some countries, not the U.S. yet. We want your friends to focus on the photos and videos you share, not how many likes they get. You can still see your own likes by tapping on a list of people who've liked it, but your friends will not be able to see how many likes your post has received. We're looking forward to learning more about how this change might benefit everyone's experience on Instagram.
Well, looks like I gotta kill myself.
Why?
Because my whole existence is based through the approval of others.
That is why you would kill yourself
one day. Nolan, what are your thoughts on this?
It's interesting. I mean, I think we're all pretty pathetic. In terms of our need for those likes.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's an economy now. It's like erasing money in a way.
But I don't know.
I think the popularity is still going to be known. People are still going to find ways to be sad.
I think it could help the next generation not obsess, but they're still going to... I don't know. Do you guys think it was better when real people just didn't like you to your face? Like, as kids now, they'll judge their feeling of popularity.
Yeah.
Like, we felt like, oh, there was just a bunch of kids at school that did or did not like us.
Right.
Whereas these kids are, like, obsessed with actual likes and all that, and I don't know. I don't know if that's better or worse, if it's just the same problem in a different way.
Speaking of feeling seen and heard.
Can you turn my channel up?
Yeah.
Yeah. This mic is, like, different.
This might be you.
Hey!
There you go.
My name is Brandon.
Hi.
Brandon, talk a little bit.
Hey, hello, how you doing?
No, that was you, right? So you're up.
Check.
Okay, cool.
There we go.
You're pretty hot.
All right, sweet.
What were we saying?
Doesn't matter. Let's talk about sex.
Fuck it. Moving on.
In my opinion, I think it's a good thing to hide the likes because the people base their happiness on that and their self-value on how many likes they get. And if they don't get a lot of likes on something, it affects their entire day.
Yeah.
So I've heard. It's happened to me. But thankfully, I'm old as fuck, and I remember life before likes.
But do you think it's affected your life in a worse way? Like, do you feel like...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you think, like, it's too prevalent? Like, whereas before, you could just be disliked by people, but it wasn't as in your face.
Well, I'm talking about being liked as opposed to disliked here. Like, didn't mean to say like right there.
Mm-hmm.
But like
if a post does well, no one's being like, fuck you. I mean, if you get a lot of likes on something, I mean, I'll still be able to see how many likes I get.
Yeah.
So it'll still affect me.
Yeah, you can still see how many likes
so
you get.
So people still get affected just a little bit less on the outside.
It's not being able to show off how popular you are or not.
Yeah, well, then we should just take screenshots of our likes every once in a while and just post those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just like every 2 hours after you post something, just post a follow up. Hey guys, this got 20,000 likes. Be sure to like this post so I can post about this one.
Dude, I'm totally just going to comment, like, just so you guys know, this got like 2,000 likes, which is way more than I ever get. But
yeah,
it's like it's doing really good.
You jest, but that people might do that.
They totally will.
People will probably do that.
And then people are going to have to be like, prove it. You're going to have to prove it.
That's going to remove the whole, I guess this doesn't happen on Instagram. It only happens on Twitter, but people will post like a screenshot of somebody saying like a DM that they got from somebody that's like, hey, if you get 200,000 likes on this thing, I'll buy you something. And then they post that screenshot and they go like, Twitter, do your thing. And then if they get 200,000 likes, then they can get something. But
nice.
I don't know how it's going to affect. It'll probably be like just a cold turkey thing for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
for like probably like a month. Some people probably be really, really saddened by it.
I mean,
because it really is like getting like a Gucci bag. You know, people don't buy that because they want
status.
They buy it for status.
Yeah.
It's to show, hey, look what I can get. So it's like removing everybody's.
I think it's all trash. I think that's the problem with the entire thing. Like, I think caring is not good. It's just not a good thing. You could, it feels good, but it's not good that it feels good.
Yeah. It's empty. It's not going to.
It's utterly empty.
It's not going to bring you anything. It's going to bring you a moment. It's going to release some endorphins into your brain when you get a like.
Well, but then it'll also bring you money if you do well.
Yeah.
So there's an element to that where it's like, oh, well, this could be my money, and money feels good. And it's good that money feels good.
You can still make money because I make money on Instagram, and brands will just say, just screenshot how many likes you're getting and send it to us. They already do that.
Right.
For Instagram stories.
Right.
So it's not going to affect, I don't think it's going to affect brands.
Yeah, fair enough.
They'll just say, send me a screenshot.
I do think it's a little sad that most things nowadays, if you really boil it down, can be kind of diluted to a percentage or like a number, you know, like that, like the amount of like your face. If you post a photo of your face, you'll literally know how many, like the percentage of people that like that based off of your people that follow you. I mean, there are factors that go into that.
Algorithm, baby.
You know what I mean? But it's like you can literally have a number that tells you you're, or this isn't true, but it makes you feel like this number is my worth. So, and even that extends beyond social media, like even something like Rotten Tomatoes, which is like a movie review site that has it's an aggregator and it has a bunch of critics that, I mean, you know what it is.
you don't know what it is.
You don't know what Rotten Tomatoes is. But, it's just like now movies aren't like, oh, that was pretty good or that wasn't good. I literally hear people go like, this is good. And then somebody asks who hasn't seen it, like, oh, is it, what percentage did it get on Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah.
And then they'll say what percentage and like, maybe I don't want to see it.
And with Instagram, if you're not able to see what the amount of likes somebody else gets, it'll prevent you from comparing and despairing because I've, you know, done the damaging thing of like, I'm gonna see how my friends are doing. Oh fuck. Oh wow, he's blowing up. Oh wow, he's getting a lot of likes on this photo. Oh, now I feel like shit. Now I won't be able to see it.
Isn't that kind of the fact that you guys are also mildly successful and or really successful on Instagram? I mean, you guys have created a universe where that's a major part of your life.
I care
a little bit.
Yeah, you're
but
a grown man.
I have nothing there, so I don't like if I attached any worth to it.
But teenagers,
like comparatively, you know what I mean? Like
teenagers, though, they're looking at their friends and how many likes they get and who likes it, what boy liked what girl liked it, how many likes they get. Wait, they get more likes than me. Oh, I feel bad now.
Right.
So that'll.
But that was my argument is that I feel like it's always been like that.
Yeah.
Socially.
Yeah.
Like you're always going to compare yourself to another girl who was pretty, another dude who's more cool man.
Now it's literally like a stat. Like
now there's a stat. You can see. But it's the same feelings, I think.
Yeah.
I just wonder if kids experience them more or less.
Probably more.
You think it's more?
More these days, yeah.
You think there's like more kids? Yeah, maybe.
There's
more exposure.
There's this dude, I forget his name. I've talked about it on the podcast before, but he's got an article just saying the science behind likes. It's like it releases the same dopamine. It has the same exact effect that drinking and smoking does. It releases the same exact chemical. So it is a drug and it should be regulated. And we have a bunch of fucking children addicted to likes. Literally, right. Physically addicted to it.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's not good.
No.
Physically and psychologically.
They'll find something else to get addicted to. Crack's going to boom after this.
Oh, yeah. This could be good for the crack industry.
This is probably going to be really good for the crack industry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kill the kids that are like, I can't.
Dude, I can't wait for crack to come back, man.
Yeah, dude, it's going to come back in a big
way. It had
way.
Its time, and I feel like it didn't have enough time.
Yeah, really it really catch. Didn't.
You know what I mean?
It never became a popular drug. Like
should have.
Yeah.
It never became mainstream. It was always like looked down on.
Yeah, it never became a rich people drug.
Yeah.
Like cocaine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cocaine is cool.
I don't exactly know what crack is. Because I know there's cocaine, I know there's meth. Is crack just meth, or is it a different type of cocaine?
I think it's a different type of... I think it's like cocaine cooked down? But I don't know.
I'm not sure either. I'm pretty sure it's... Yeah, it's. I think it's...
Cocaine.
It's just crystallized cocaine.
Quick, a quick Google.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah.
We'll just spew knowledge without actually knowing the facts.
I love it, dude. That's my whole life.
Yeah.
I live around that.
I think crack is actually
That's how I live.
It's just baking soda and water.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. It's just crystallized.
Seems like anybody
can
make it.
Wait, you just think it's just baking soda? Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's just baking soda.
Seems like anybody can make that, then. All you have to do is go to your local Ralph's and get some baking soda, and you can have yourself
That's not that bad. I don't know why I got such a bad rap.
I always thought a crack house was like a gingerbread house just made of crack.
Hmm. Yeah.
But
sounds good.
But I guess not. Something else totally and completely.
Well,
no, but I mean, I think it can't be bad. Hiding the likes, it can't be a bad thing.
Maybe initially people will be like, what the fuck?
But that's just like withdrawals. Shut up, you little bitch.
People will get used to it, I think.
Yeah.
And I do think it's going to make likes in general go down for a lot of people. Like, I do think that. Like, because you can still see the amount of likes you get. So I think one of the reasons why likes are as big as they are is because you can see your number add to the gross.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's part of it. And I think now that people don't even get to see that happen, I feel like there's less incentive to even like something.
Oh, yeah,
so it's like, let's just not.
Ooh, it could.
Yeah, it's probably going to bring it down.
Interesting.
For a lot of people.
Right.
That could totally happen.
Yeah.
And then that could fuck up people's business. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
probably. Are you getting less likes? It's like, well, because they don't notice. They don't care.
Yeah.
Right.
They're not getting credit. Mm. People need credit.
But maybe this isn't such a good idea.
That's a terrible idea.
I'm just kidding.
No, I don't know, man. I think the whole rotten system is, I just think it's an ugly thing.
But it is weird to build your whole system off of that and just in one foul swoop, just get rid of it.
Well,
like Instagram's been around for what, 10 years?
But they're experimenting with it.
But I wonder if...
Oh, so it's not set in stone.
No.
Oh, then I don't think it's going to last. I think people will freak out.
Yeah.
People are going to freak out. People will be like, this is bad for brands. This is bad for everything. Likes are going down. I still think that it should stay, but I think people are going to freak the fuck out, and they'll be like, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I'll change it.
I wonder if it's a purely altruistic decision. Or if they know that there could be some positive for them as a company. Because it sounds like just something that they could be trying just for mental health.
Right.
But I wonder if there's something on the other side of it that could work out for them.
Yeah.
Because if there's a downside financially, I don't think it lasts.
Right.
I don't think there's any way that lasts.
Yeah.
Like if there's a significant dip in, I don't know, shares, revenue, use, all that. If that all goes down, no way it lasts.
I have an idea.
I agree, Nolan.
Get rid of, instead of likes, get rid of comments.
I love that.
Just get rid of that.
Yeah.
I don't think comments should be allowed on anything.
Same.
I genuinely don't believe that.
I mean,
really?
Yes.
Yeah.
And no.
I truly don't. I think that those can do much more damage than good.
Yeah. Okay.
Right? Because likes can. Here's the thing. Likes are all the things that we've said dangerous and on the dangerous side. But but they can also. They could only also be beneficial. Do you know what I mean? Comments could be one or the other, and usually they're bad. And if you see bad ones, then you're more inclined to have that fuck you up for the day.
Yeah.
As opposed to like, oh, I got 10 likes on something. Like, you know what I mean?
But I don't think you can... I think if you take away comments, you take away a lot of... Like, you guys... Would you guys call people that like your shit fans? Legit, like...
I don't know. I mean, no. I mean, no.
Well,
I wouldn't.
Here's what fame looks like a little bit, is that there's something about you that provides value to people in some way on a large enough scale that they are just attracted to you and they want to engage with you. They want to be like, they would love to be your really good friend or suck your dick, whatever they can get their hands on.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you eliminate the commenting, you eliminate a lot of the what makes social media social media.
Yeah.
Like the ability to feel like you can get close to this person.
Wrong. But that's also the problem is that you do feel like you can get close to that person, and that can lead to I've literally heard stalkers. Of social media people stalking and going to finding people's addresses and going to their house.
Yeah.
And literally when they go to their house, my friend David deals with this, where people literally who know his address, they go to his house
yeah.
and they knock on his door while he's home and just go, Hey, do you want to go get something to eat?
Yeah.
Like, because they're so connected to him.
That yeah. sounds so fun. Like,
that
yeah, I want to go get something to eat.
No. Yeah, let's go get Panera Bread.
No, but then you kind of want to go to, like, an old school style of fame where fame used to be, like, mountaintop style. There's, yeah. like, fame was unreachable. These people are untouchable.
Yeah.
But a lot of what makes more people famous is the access.
Yeah, like, totally.
It is.
It literally opens it up to more people.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I also don't think that's good either. I don't think that
there's more famous people.
I don't think no. I do think that there is more famous people. I don't think that's good to get famous so quickly off of.
Yeah, I agree.
The fucking Bagel Boss guy is a great example of that. The Bagel Boss guy got famous. He's on podcasts now. He was on the news for a fucking viral video of him being an asshole.
Right.
Right.
Granted, I mean, you know,
but that stuff doesn't last if they don't have substance.
I know it doesn't last, but still.
It's yeah. going to encourage people to be assholes.
It's going
to
encourage
for clicks.
Dude, people were literally fucking. There was a challenge called, like, the. I don't know what the name of it was, but it was a challenge where people would go into grocery stores and they'd spit in
yeah.
grocery store food. Like, they'd lick ice cream
yeah.
out of the tub, and then they'd put it back, or they'd spit in, like, soda.
Yeah.
And
saw that.
That's literally. Isn't that a. That's like a felony.
I think.
You can't do. Like.
Oh, I love a good felony. I think it just exposes. I mean, the people have said this. This isn't an original thought at all. But it's just the internet's exposing more of our nature. It's just giving it, yeah, like
it
we used to
there.
Do shitty stuff like that. We used to bash mailboxes. Like that's yeah. just as shitty. But now it's more. It's like more people have the idea and it's more fun. But it's still bringing out the same nature.
Yes,
it's multiplying it. But there's also same amount of good. Like good is multiplying.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I don't know. I think a. fixing of human nature could be the biggest thing, but
yeah.
Hey, how are we going
to
do that?
You know? No, you're right. The problem isn't social media; it's fucking people.
Yeah,
when it comes down to it.
So then you're kind of like,
I don't know.
Yeah, and this I think like Instagram is trying to. I think I mean, there's been a lot of talk about suicide and depression based on likes, so they're probably yeah. responding. But I don't know how effective or ineffective.
I
think people still suck and are awesome at the same degree.
I wonder if Instagram has any hints of like lawsuits coming.
Maybe.
To be like, Instagram is being blamed for this person's suicide.
That's that back-end positive. Right? Like, so why are they doing this? Is
right.
it just altruism? I don't think so. It's got to be something else. Yeah. I don't trust the man.
But to me, that's the same thing as, or maybe it's not. I don't know. But the only comparison I can think of with that is like somebody, there's that case of a guy suing McDonald's because he burnt his tongue on hot coffee.
Yeah.
It's like,
that was
don't
kind of drink, started at all.
Yeah. It's like, don't. Well, then don't drink it fast
yeah.
or don't drink or wait for it to cool off and then drink the coffee.
Yeah.
But like with Instagram, it's like, oh, don't use it.
Yeah.
If it's going to make you kill yourself, don't use it.
Agreed.
And that's
right.
easier said than done. I know that. It's easier
sure.
said than done. But at the same time, it's like, if this is making you sad, stop using it.
Yeah.
Just stop using it.
Yeah.
It's for anything. You can say that for anything.
You should say it's like, maybe we should have better... education with parents.
But the problem with that too is as soon as I say oh, it's just stop using it, then it becomes a lot of people's, this is mainly a young people thing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of people's whole world, it goes back to that, is their whole world is based around social media. So it's like saying just get off of it, it's almost like being like, just stop existing in a way for
yeah.
them. I'm not saying that's what it means, but I'm saying that
yeah.
stop existing with your friends.
I know what you mean.
I think there are people who cannot stop Instagram, just like people who cannot stop drinking, like me.
Yes.
I couldn't stop drinking.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's an addiction.
It became an addiction. People
yeah.
are fucking legitimately addicted to it.
Mega addicted.
So I agree. Yes, just stop. But I think a lot of people cannot stop
right.
without help.
Yeah.
So
do you think then that social media, because I mean, alcohol and drugs, those are considered narcotics. Do you think
alcohol's
that
not?
What's alcohol considered?
I don't know. It's a drug. There's like narcotics and alcohol and weed.
Yeah.
Alcohol.
So a drug. It's considered a drug.
Drugs you don't crave. it just you run out of it and want to feel the high. Alcohol you crave. My friend just explained this to me yesterday, literally yesterday, and it was hard to understand. But
yeah.
I'm pretty sure alcohol is not considered a narcotic, but I don't really know what I'm talking
probably
about.
Should be. Yeah. It probably isn't, but it should be. You
well,
know what, I mean?
What I'm saying is that since. You're saying like it's hard for people to just quit social media just like it is for people to stop drinking. Do you think that social media should be considered that?
Yes.
For people to take it more seriously as an actual addiction?
100%.
I mean,
I've said this a lot on this pod.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like there's seasons in time when things are new. Like it takes a second for everybody to adjust. Like when I was just watching some documentary about malls, like when malls first happened.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, they became such a phenomenon, and people can't, like, shopping became this new thing. Shopping.
Yeah.
It was like an idea that you could just go shop. And then shopping became a problem. Shopping became addictive. People started racking up credit card debt. Like, anything that is awesome and appealing to a certain part of our, like, that part of our brain that gets endorphins or whatever.
Yeah.
If it's new, it takes us, like, a couple decades to realize what's happening.
Interesting.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
So I think we're in that transition right now.
Yeah.
Where we're figuring out what the fuck, you know, because you have to educate parents. It's like you shouldn't let your kid be on the phone that much.
Oh, man. My sister, I have three sisters, one of which their kids are, I'm already watching them just like glued to their tablets watching YouTube. I'm like, oh, fuck. My other sister, their kids so far don't care about social media at all. And they like to go outside and they're happy. Yeah. One sister has kids that are happy. One sister has kids that are happy, but...
How old?
How
old are the ones that are still going outside?
Pretty young. They're younger. 9 and 7.
Okay.
So pretty fucking young.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have two nieces that are 2 and 4, and they're both on the phone all the time.
Yeah.
When we're in the car rides, they're like, can I have a phone? That's what my niece said. Cat phone?
Dude, it's just so much like, I don't know, giving your kid fast food or anything like that. It's like there's a certain amount of control you need as a parent. But the hard part is parents may not realize how bad this is. Yeah, like, we know don't give a kid too much McDonald's.
Right.
But that took a second. Yeah. So I'm saying, like, there's these little time frames where it takes a second for everybody to adjust.
We're all fucked.
Well, I'm not. I'm seriously not one of those guys that's like, phone bad. Like, I'm not that person.
Yeah.
Like, because I do think that it is beneficial and it can be.
Yeah.
But I mean, there are dangers to it, like anything else. And I just, there's got to be some kind of way of balancing all this shit out with.
I'm sure there is.
Normal. And I think, like you said, about it takes 20 years for somebody to actually catch on to like what the effects of it are and stuff.
Because we got to do studies and stuff.
Yeah. Then
scientists are slow.
I think there's probably something.
Bitches.
Fucking bitch scientists.
Scientists.
Yeah, dude. Fuck
if you're a
science.
Scientist out there. Honestly, for real.
Do we have any scientists listening? I don't hear
like
anyone.
A legit scientist in a lab coat listening to this podcast. I'd be blown away. That
guy
really,
works at NASA.
I'd be really proud of you guys.
Yeah,
we probably have some college students currently wearing a lab coat.
Fair enough.
Yep.
That'd be sick.
That's fair. Future scientists.
Yeah,
listening to me. And
who
Ryan.
Maybe are getting inspired to do a study.
Maybe.
Right. Yeah. Do a fucking study. There. Done.
Done.
Awesome.
I just inspired them with anger. Well, Nolan, you were addicted.
What's up, baby?
You were addicted to your religion for a while, were you?
Yeah.
Good segue, bud. Yeah,
that's a seg. That's a seg. This guy does stand up.
Jesus.
Yeah. He knows how to change topics.
Oh, Jesus. I said Jesus.
Ah, hey. There we go. Hey.
The end.
That can be the end of this one.
So you're I'm gonna be real, guys. I'm like totally nailing this switching and talking thing. Yeah.
Hey, you're nice, not dude. Answering my fucking question.
Yeah. Oops, my bad. yeah, man. Ask away. Yeah, so I was in Jesus for a little while.
Yeah, is that okay to talk about this?
Yeah, of course.
What kind of religion?
So Christianity, non-denominational.
What does that mean?
So it's like I was really into like. Have you guys ever been to like a Holy Spirit type church, like where they're really into the Holy Spirit?
I don't know the differences between churches though.
Okay, well some churches are really lively. Like some churches are really into like singing and dancing and the Holy Spirit. It's all about being filled with the Spirit and God can do miracles actively. God can heal people. All the shit that happened to the Bible can happen now. The Bible is real, active. It's not like Baptist is more that boring style church.
Symbolic. The Bible is symbolic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like
I grew up Catholic.
Yeah, Catholic is more liturgical and more traditional. So they have more like, these are the systems, these are the way we do things. Whereas non-denominational is basically an extension of just like law of attraction type of thinking. Mm-hmm. It's like the Bible mixed in with like modern law of attraction, the secret type thinking.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's all about like, it's like black church. Like for real. It's like Southern black, like sing, dance, come on.
Cool. Yeah.
Hallelujah. That
so
type
that,
of
that
stuff.
That was what yeah. you were a part of.
Yeah. But it wasn't black church. It was no. like white people.
Of course not. You're racist.
Yeah.
You know me. Come on, man. Read the Bible.
So when did you start going to church and shit?
College. I grew up in... Oh, late. Yeah, I grew up white trash, so I wasn't raised around any
Ew.
Of that.
Ew!
I know, right? The worst. And so I wasn't raised around any of that stuff. So I've actually been trying to talk about it on stage more like when people go to college, they that's when you like sow your wild oats. You like sex, drugs, you start getting into all the... But for me, I was like raised around all that. I was raised around a bunch of dog shit people. Yeah. So when I got to college, I was like, I wanted to go the opposite. You try to rebel. So like for me, rebellion was church. Gotcha. It was like to do something a little bit more orderly and moral and clean. So that's how I got into it. Yeah. And I was like, I was a lost young boy, dude. My dad wasn't around growing up. My mom's cool, but she didn't really know how to like actually raise and instill values. So a lot of it was just... I didn't know what the fuck was going on. So I went to church because it seemed like they knew what was going on. Mm. Yeah. Mm. And,
what, so is this, are you still, a religious
no.
person? What happened to make you, kind of get away from that?
Well, the problem with church is like a lot of church is, there is a lot of good concepts in church. No doubt about it. There's a lot of like, if you read the Bible and you actually read it from, kind of, if you just try to have original thoughts about it, you can come up with some really amazing insights. Like it's like any religious text has amazing, life-changing, world-changing concepts.
Give us an example if you can.
Like faith, the concept of faith.
Yeah.
Faith is an idea of like, we all do it all the time. Like if you visualize something in your head that you want to have happen in the future and you think it could happen, that's faith. So that concept is in the Bible all over the place.
Yeah.
And if you never even knew that that was a thing, like, oh, I could picture something. And then just by the virtue of the fact that I pictured it and I think it could happen, that gives it much more of a likelihood that it now could happen just because I thought of it.
Right.
That's like technically on some level, that's what faith is.
Yeah. It's
so shit like that, you know? Yeah. And then there's just moral stuff, like being a good person, being clean in any way. Like this is why I'm talking about a lot of this stuff, like being addicted to likes. That's like people pleasing. That's in the Bible. It's like, don't do that. There's a lot of that stuff, like basic human goodness is in there.
Mind, body, and soul.
Yeah, and so, a lot of people get into that stuff without ever having to go to church. It's just that the problem with church is that they attach a bunch of weird shit to it. There's a bunch of rules about how to, like, accomplish holiness, and that's what's weird.
Like
and what? They hate gay people, so.
Yeah. Like, what are some of the rules?
Don't be gay. That's one of them.
That's a big one.
It's a huge one for religious people.
That's a huge one. Yeah. This is another bit I've been trying to do is like masturbation's a weird one. Like you're not allowed to masturbate, but there's nothing about, there's nothing in the Bible about that. But that's like a rule. Like you can't masturbate, but it's made up. It's just an invented idea that got passed down. And now it's like if you masturbate, if you grew up in church and you know this, if you masturbate, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
You can't think sexual thoughts. You can't do any of that. And all that's weird.
Yeah, that is
all that's just weird stuff.
Completely goes against nature.
Goes against nature. It fucks people up in relationship to sex. Also, there's some cool ideas about sex. Like about being, I don't know, sexually pure so that you're not violently overthrown by impulses.
Yeah.
So like there's a middle ground, man. You know, it's like porn's bad. And the church and like Bible would kind of talk about that. It would not porn exactly.
Yeah.
But if you
the Bible was like internet porn's bad.
Pornhub is horrible.
Yeah.
Revelation chapter 6. But it's like it's trying to tell you to like all these different ways to not be sad. And some of it in church then turns it into certain rules that are like too extreme.
Got it. So it seems like a lot of it's based around sexuality.
A lot of it is for people. Yeah. But then it's like cussing. You can't cuss in some churches. Hmm. It's weird. It's weird. It's a mixture of tribalistic rules and religious rules, but they're all intermingled. And so, yeah, you just got to... I think it's brilliant to be able to connect with that stuff. It can change your life, but it can also fuck you up pretty bad if you don't if you don't use your head and think clearly.
Did you ever get to a point where you were like, wait a minute, fuck church?
No, I love it. I still love it. I just think it's like, I preached.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And I liked it a lot, but I think that it's too dogmatic. It's like there's too many just rules. That's all there is to it. It's like if you place too many weird bullshit rules on things, then you can't let a person just be and grow.
Oh, see, we talked about this briefly before a podcast.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought maybe like you hated religion now, but you don't.
No, not at all. I'm pro. Mm, I'm just, cool. Yeah. I think spiritual thinking and spiritual searching is a great thing. You should do that. Like everybody should be doing that.
I'm in a 12-step program. Just can't say which one it is. But it's all about God. Well, it's not all about God. But
it's a part of it.
It's part of it. And, you know, they're just like, I don't know. I used to believe in God, and I've been agnostic for years. I still am.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I think nobody actually knows. But it is nice to think, hey, there's something bigger than me out there that can help me out sometimes.
I don't even necessarily think it's a thing. It's just a weird... It is, and this is like modern mysticism, so this is going to—it's super like woo-woo and bullshitty, especially if you're a more critical, pessimistic, or I would say cynical thinker. It's just whatever's in between all the molecules, like, because there's space in between electrons and protons and the nucleus, and we don't know what's going on. There's something else in between matter, and it seems, when you look at it, to have an energy. There seems to be an organizing energy. And this is what everybody's been obsessed with that's what religion is just trying to figure out.
Yeah.
It's trying to quantify whatever's going on that level.
Did you grow up religious at all, Brandon?
My mom was Christian, very religious, took us to church all the time. My dad, Catholic, didn't give a fuck. So basically agnostic.
Yeah.
And my mom kept taking us to church when we were kids. I got baptized when I was a child. And then when I was 13, she baptized me at this very, very rich church again. And I didn't know it was like a cell phone plan that you had to renew every fucking 10 years.
Yeah.
But she did that. And I remember she got a lot of stuff happened in my mom's life where she's a very cynical person. She didn't used to be that way when I was a kid.
Right.
Now she's much more hardened and cynical. She's 50. I think she's in her early 50s. So. Yeah. Now she doesn't believe in that at all. She actually, I don't know if she denounced her religion, but she's very not like, I don't believe in that shit anymore.
Yeah. I think.
At least I'm pretty sure. I mean, I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but I don't want to speak for my mom here because she does listen to this. but I'm almost positive because I haven't seen that in our house anymore. She never goes to church. We never do any of that. We used to do it all the time when I was a kid.
Yeah, I'm endlessly fascinated by it. I think there's too much. What happens in church is they tell you exactly what things are, and that's not good. You need to leave ambiguity out. You need to let people explore it for themselves and decide for themselves. The reason, typically, a lot of times people get angry because they feel like they were lied to, and then they believe in it, and then their life doesn't go right.
Then
they get angry. They look at the source of the pain, and the source of the pain was that they believed something that didn't fucking work.
Right.
And so, you know, it's like when a guy all women suck. It's like, no, you just happened to, you probably had some rough experiences with women. We're just human. We tend to associate pain with the source of it and then be like, that's bad. I don't like that. Mm. And so.
Well, that's, sorry, but not to tie it back, but
yeah,
it's kind of us all saying that Instagram's bad
because
of likes but that's not really the problem.
It's always the source of like, it's always just you and your perception of what happened.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. Mm. So, no, but I still dig it, man. I think it's life-changing stuff. I think that if you understand what's being said, which is a lifelong pursuit, it's good stuff.
I don't like atheists.
Yeah.
That's mean to say, because that's the same as somebody who's atheist saying I don't like religious people.
You don't like some.
Yeah, I don't like some atheist mentality, because I do think that a lot of them use it as just a way to, this almost feels weird. I'm just like going on atheist, but I don't like people who say, oh, there totally isn't a God, as a way to like sound smart.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
be like, yeah, there's no God because science. And it's like,
I started to develop this idea that like optimism is corny. Optimism sounds and feels stupid. Like it feels smarter to be pessimistic.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So it feels smarter to be a dick. So it's becoming more popular, and I think people just feel protected if they don't believe in stuff. Because if you believe in something, you're putting yourself out there a little bit. Mm-hmm, so I feel the exact opposite. I like optimism. I like believing in stuff. I like the potential to be wrong, but just getting used to being okay with being wrong. Because I don't like cynicism. I really don't. I think it's a disease that kills. I don't know. I think it fucks with people pretty bad.
After getting sober. Oh, God.
Yuck. Jesus.
Hey, Rye, you're sober? That's cool.
Let's get on the Rye sober train, everybody.
I've been way less cynical. But also more cynical. I'm just still insane.
Yeah.
My brain is rewiring. I have trouble with that word.
Yeah.
It's but a tough one. I have appreciated positivity a lot more. And I'm like, hey, it's not corny to be happy. Because I used to like hate happy people.
Yeah.
It's a very Irish Catholic thing to be cynical. Funny. I think it's funny.
Cynicism can be really funny.
Yeah.
It's actually, meanness might be the funniest thing. Bullying. If you're picking on somebody and we're all winning, that's the funniest.
Clever
thing.
Bullying is good. Bullying
is not good.
Is
it's
not
still
good.
Funny though.
Yeah, clever bullying is like
ball busting.
Yeah, ball busting.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's done with love a lot of times.
Yeah,
but sometimes not.
You know, I got one tweet saying, "Why are you so mean to your producers?"
Because it's like a rite of passage to have one and be mean to it.
And just be mean. It. Jesus.
That's what I am.
You fucking thing.
No, I had this thought like, all right, it seems like a lot of, there's this idea going around now that intelligence leads to depression. So like a lot of intelligent people are more depressed. Yeah. And then I was thinking like, okay, a lot of intelligent people are depressed. A lot of happy people are dumb. How many are we just not looking at how many really smart people are happy?
Yeah.
Like, that's just not, it's like, it reminds me of marriage. Like, I like being married. You hear way more about bad marriages than you do good.
Totally.
So it's like, I wonder, oh, cool. All the angry, loud, intelligent people in the world, they're just loud about it, maybe. Maybe the happy ones are pretty chill and smart. I don't know.
I think so. I think people who are content don't feel the need to express it because they're just like in the moment. It's like, I'm fine. I don't need to be like, I'm happy.
Yeah.
But people who are angry are like, fuck this.
Yes.
Fuck that. Argh!
They're warring. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I think that actually it takes more intelligence to be happy than it is to be sad.
Well,
I'm actually the opposite. Because I think that life is, I think it actually goes hand in hand. Because I think life is extremely difficult. Being a human on the earth that has to go through aging and just life experience.
Instagram.
Yeah. I mean,
it's hell out there.
Yeah, dude. No, but like all that shit, it's very hard. It's a big deal to be a person. And I think that, I think that to be able to find ways to maintain an optimistic attitude, I think that it takes a very smart person
I
think to figure that out.
I think some people are looking at happy people and saying they're dumb. I think ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
So there's being naive.
So there's
like,
that.
Oh, everything's fine.
Right.
Well, I'm stupid and I think everything's fine. And then there's like smart people who are happy.
Right. Yeah. I think maybe the only way you could do it, just to be sure, is just read a lot. And if you can read a lot and then get sad, that's a good sign.
Yeah.
And then maybe then work on ways to be happy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because
at least you can know that you're not that dumb because you're reading a lot. You're learning from smart people at the very least. Because it's that ignorance is bliss thing. It'd be like, well, that's just not knowing things, so you're happy. So make sure you know a bunch of things.
Yeah.
And then probably get sad and then figure out how to be happy.
Yeah, that's
and
what I'm saying. You have to figure out what to do with all that information. You have to people literally have to figure out with the information that everyone dies.
Right.
That, like, how do you maintain,
yeah,
I'm going to get out of bed every day attitude with that. Yeah. Literally with that. Just doing that every day, you need, there needs to be some, and I guess that goes back into faith, where it's just like there has to be some faith that there's some, that all of it's for something. And to figure out what right. that is for,
yeah,
I think that takes a lot of, I think that takes a lot of smarts to figure out individually what that's for.
Mm-hmm. And it is individual. Yeah, that's the other hard thing.
Yeah, to figure out that it is individual, because it's not all like a collective, like everyone's going to get the same happiness for the same reasons.
That's why, like, that's another, you said, like, what in church is dumb? Heaven. That's a dumb idea. The heaven's kind of a scattershot goal
yeah.
for too many people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that idea of finding your own reason to live, an intelligent way to be happy.
Yeah.
Using your own, that's, heaven is kind of the opposite of that. It's a blanket statement for people to just be naively aiming towards.
Yeah. It's like a Cabo.
Yeah.
People think of heaven as like, oh, I'm just going to go to Cabo
yeah.
when I'm dead and just, I mean, afterwards. Yeah. You know, like,
have you ever been to Cabo?
Cabo.
Going to Cabo.
That's so funny.
I've never been to Cabo. Sounds like a tourist trap. So is heaven.
Yeah.
Man, it's pretty difficult for me to be in this room and knowing I'm the least intelligent one of the group, but I'm doing pretty well with it.
Nah, dude. You're listening a lot, so that tends to be intelligent. People that talk too much.
I'm just kidding.
He's usually not. He's usually listening. Yeah.
There's some rapper. It's probably like a proverb, but I forget who said it, but it was like, those who speak don't know.
Those who know don't speak.
Those
sounds about right.
Those who don't speak.
Don't speak. I know just what you're saying.
Those who speak don't know. Those who don't speak know. I'm not reading it right.
Sounds dude, is that Method
those
Man?
Those who don't. Those.
Those who speak.
Dude,
don't
I feel
know
like
thing.
I had it until I started
those,
saying it.
Those who don't speak know.
Those who don't. It's like you're hanging onto a rope.
Those who speak don't know. Those who don't speak.
Those who don't know
those
speak.
Who don't know speak. Those who don't speak know.
No. Something like that. That's, I mean, the point is made. Yeah, something like that.
Oh, I'm just latching onto this thought. It's like, please. Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
That sounds about right.
Hang on. Yeah, dude, I don't know. It's all bananas. Dude, I'm doing the, I'm going to try.
Those are two, by the way, back-to-back No Doubt references. Don't Speak and Bananas.
Yeah. That's No Doubt that does that?
Isn't it?
I don't know. It's Gwen Stefani.
Is Gwen Stefani?
Okay. Okay.
Was she the lead singer of No Doubt?
Yeah.
No Doubt.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know if that was...
Ooh. Sorry to interrupt, though. What were you saying?
No. Actually, what I was going to say is kind of TMI.
You guys might not be aware, but we've referenced two Seinfeld episodes on this podcast.
The contest.
The coffee. Kramer spilt coffee on himself, and he sued.
Mm-hmm.
And he settled with free coffee for life when he could have made millions of dollars. And then also George Costanza.
That's such a funny
George Costanza stopped masturbating, and he became a genius.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then he was hired to speak at like some science conference, and then he went out there.
That's one of my favorite scenes, favorite lines in Seinfeld. It comes from that episode where... George is at the diner, and he's super smart, so he's reading books.
Yeah.
And... Jerry comes up to him, and George goes, "Absolute zero!" Like, he just gets it.
Yeah.
Because he read it in a book.
What's absolute zero?
He, like, puts his... Yeah, it's like a concept, but it's like he's so smart, he's figuring out things.
Oh, okay. Oh, got it.
It's like, one second, I'm almost there. Absolute zero, I get it!
I don't get that joke, because I'm stupid.
I think it's, because he's really smart, he's picking up concepts very
easily. I don't know what absolute zero is.
Oh, it's just like a science concept.
Oh, so you don't know what it is either.
It's like the Pythagorean theorem. It's just something that people say in reference to smart things.
Yeah.
Like, do you know the Pythagorean theorem?
Know what? I remember it being a trigonometry or geometry.
A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
Mm.
Is that trig?
That's the Pythagorean theorem.
Absolute zero, I think, is the coldest thing. I think that's
absolute
what that
zero?
Is.
Yeah. Oh, I don't
It's like
know.
0 degrees Kelvin or something like that. Absolute zero.
Mm. You want to make this a science podcast?
I'm trying to think of a joke. Absolute zero is how I feel.
Go ahead.
When
just let him work through it. Let him grab onto this thought.
Absolute zero is how I feel after I chew 5 gum. I don't know.
I love how quickly we showed how dumb we are after talking about being smart.
Yeah.
We got into one topic, an intelligent topic, and it was like, oh, I don't know.
Actual things, actual facts.
Yeah.
I'll have a six-pack soon, guys. Once I get over my jock itch, I'm going to go back to the gym. And, dude, just watch. You know how I've been talking about how I'm going to get in shape for as long as you've known
years.
Me?
6 years?
Well, guess what? It's going to happen this time.
Nice.
Literally, every 3 months, I'm like, dude, get ready.
Yeah.
I'm going to be hot.
You're going to be hot.
And I'll go to the gym for 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Just get...
That's what we do.
That's what we do. Well... how many minutes in are we? Which is
47.
A bad way to phrase that. How many minutes in? Whatever.
Yeah.
Give yourself a break, Rye.
Yeah. Well, this was a good app.
It was.
Yeah.
You guys are smart.
Or are we?
Whoa. That was deep. Dude, you're orbiting.
Did you go to Harvell's last night?
Nar.
I took a mental.
I love that room, dude.
I went to my therapist instead.
Have you ever done 30? Like, in a meaningful... Sorry, I'm going to move on from that. I want to keep it comedy. I want to keep it surface level.
Yeah.
No.
I'm actually more interested in the therapist now. How'd that go?
I've done 40, but I wasn't ready for it. I was out of college.
Yeah.
And I, like, a lot of storytelling, a lot of like, hey, what's your major?
Yes.
Tell me about it for 3 minutes.
Right, please.
So no, never
you
a tight 30.
Yeah. I just did 30, and I'm trying to, like, I'm wrapping my head around, oh, what it means to be good. Like, you start getting 5 and 10 down, and then you start realizing, like, and it's annoying to think about it this way, but it really is laughs per minute. Yeah. And when you start getting into 30, you're like, oh, that guy can do 5 laughs a minute for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Whereas I can only do that for, like, 10.
Right.
Yeah.
So fucking trim the fat.
Got to trim the fat. I do a lot of ums and uhs, and I guess I do half sentences. Mm. So, gotta stop doing that.
I just watched my Fresh Faces set.
Oh, how'd it go?
Laugh Factory.
How'd that go?
It was great.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was great.
Fuck yeah, man. That's a big deal.
Thank you. And I watched my set. I was the whole time, I was like, ugh! But I actually liked it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm kind of a psychopath on stage, and I liked it.
Mm.
Yeah, I like how you come across on stage. First time I saw you, I didn't know if you were funny or not. I just knew you had a big internet following, and there was a little bit of judgment. To be honest, like, I didn't know anything about you. I thought, oh, this might be just one of those guys that has an internet following that's not funny.
Yeah.
And then but then it was at that open mic at Fourth Wall, and you were super funny.
Oh, yeah. I mean, open mics, it's hard to tell, but we should wrap this up.
No, you can tell, I think.
Yeah, I guess so,
Guys, we've been talking.
I thought you were funny.
Thanks, man.
I thought...
I should be, because that's all I have going on.
I really did think, like, I think he's religious.
Yeah.
I think it's because you look so pure.
Right.
You look like a white guy.
I'm very white.
You look like that show, Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah.
Your haircut.
Yeah.
Yeah. The haircut's not doing any favors.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see what's up. Yeah, I look like shit.
You look like you have a very good relationship with the milkman.
Hey, what's
I wish.
Up, Bob?
Honestly, I wish.
Yeah.
The 50s looks like a really fun time.
Yeah, it looks great.
You know, and I'm not black, so...
It would have been
but fun.
Yeah, nothing but yucks.
The wives stay out in the kitchen where they belong.
Do me a favor.
We drink at work.
But I don't, dude. Yeah. I mean, I like God. He's good. He's a good, in theory, whatever he is, whatever it is.
Guys.
Oh. Yeah, all
right. Guys, guys, can we just wrap this shit up? I need to check to see if my photo is doing well. God damn it!
Can you bring it around? Can you tell us? Do you feel comfortable?
Huh? What?
It sounds like no.
Wait, what? Huh? What do you mean feel comfortable?
Just telling us how much your photo, how well your photo is doing.
Yeah. Sorry, you just
in theory, that's the only way we can know. Yeah, or did they change it yet, or no?
No, it hasn't changed.
Oh, okay.
So I got to get as much of that endorphin rush as I can, man. That dopamine, fuck.
So then you don't have to tell us. We could go check.
Yeah.
Thank you to Steve Marshallek, Ross Miller, and Nicholas Caprio for donating $25 a month.
Thank you.
Hey, Sober Rye is still gearing up to be highly productive. I got to keep sobriety as in the forefront. But what I'm saying is this podcast will be getting better and we'll be more active on Patreon. That's it. Nolan, thank you for being our producer.
Thanks,
of course, man.
Thanks
for having me on. This is cool.
I'll put your handles and shit in the intro, but do it again.
That's cool.
What are you on IG, bro?
Nolan Culver. Everything is my name. Nolan Culver.
Nice. C-U, right?
C-U-L-V-E-R. Mm. Baby.
All right. I'm sorry, Dad.
Sorry, Dad.
Sorry, Dad.